Boris Johnson says America is back with Biden, gloom of Trump era is over. By Kurt Sindelka on February 20, 2021. Prime Minister Boris Johnson declared that America is unreservedly back with the election of Joe Biden as president. While seemingly deriding the leadership of former President Trump at a virtual summit of the Munich Security Conference. Speaking with the leaders of the G7 nations, Prime Minister Johnson said of the Biden administration, America is unreservedly back as the leader of the free world, and that is a fantastic thing. In an apparent jab at Donald Trump, Johnson added, the gloom has been overdone. And we're turning a corner, and the countries we call the West are drawing together and combining their formidable strength and expertise once again. Prime Minister Johnson, who like his predecessor Theresa May threw away the chance to strike the British-American trade deal offered by Trump by leaving the EU in control of British trade policy until 2021, used the virtual summit to push for the adoption of his Green Agenda aims, saying that he will push for other countries to commit to reaching net zero carbon emissions by the year 2050. I'm delighted that America under President Biden's leadership has rejoined the Paris Agreement, Johnson said. Mr. Biden, who formally rejoined the Paris Climate Accords on Friday, said that climate change is a global existential crisis. The American president said that countries can no longer do the bare minimum, saying that nations must rapidly accelerate emissions commitments, hold one another accountable, and increase ambitions. Speaking on the effects of the Chinese coronavirus and echoing the language of the Great Reset, Prime Minister Boris Johnson said, "If anything good can possibly come from this tragedy, we have at least been given the chance to build the global recovery on new and green foundations, so that humanity can prosper without imperiling the planet." The shared goals of the UK's presidency of the G7 are to help the world to build back better and build back greener after the pandemic and minimize the risk of a catastrophe like this happening again, he added. The chummy relationship between Mr. Biden and Mr. Johnson was on full display when the British PM joked with the president that his campaign stole the British government's slogan Build Back Better. "I think he may have nicked it from us, but I certainly nicked it from somewhere else, probably some UN disaster relief program," Mr. Johnson admitted. It is not the first time Mr. Biden has been accused of stealing rhetoric from across the pond, having famously ripped off his Thousand Generations speech from former Labour Party leader Neil Kinnock during his first presidential bid in 1988. The bid collapsed amidst the resulting plagiarism scandal. Though the slogan Build Back Better was indeed used by United Nations following the 2011 Japanese tsunami, the phrase has increasingly been associated with the Great Reset agenda laid out by the World Economic Forum, WEF, which organizes the elite Davos summits in Switzerland. Despite long-standing media narratives likening Boris Johnson to Donald Trump, the notionally conservative leader is in fact far more aligned on policy positions with neoliberals like Mr. Biden, particularly in areas such as free trade, immigration, illegal alien amnesties, and climate change. While the relationship between the two leaders was reportedly tense over the issue of Joe Biden's anti-Brexit attitude, the pair seem to have mended the special relationship, with the president expected to make his first international trip outside of North America to the United Kingdom for the G7 summit in June. A confidant of Mr. Biden said in January that he will use the trip to plot the destiny of the world with Mr. Johnson. Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Sindelka.